Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Mike Wilson filling in for the Dorf Man tonight. The Dorf Man is on assignment, or shall I say vacation, for a few days. But I am here, Mike Wilson. You can find me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. We will be talking certainly the NBA. I mean, what can you say about those Boston Celtics tonight, finishing off the Cavs in impressive style in game one, 108-83. We got the NHL. Washington gets out to a 2-0 start on Tampa Bay, winning the first two games on the road. They win tonight. The Caps win tonight at Tampa Bay, 6-2. We got Tiger making a run at the tournament. We got NFL football we can talk about, but we got a lot of things we can discuss tonight on Sports Overnight America. First of all, I want to start with the NBA. I mean, look, everybody, there's a lot of people out there that want to pick Cleveland, and I get it. They got the best player in the world. But Boston, you know, you can make the argument that they don't have the best player in the world, but they got the better players out of the rest of the players on each team. So and Boston showed that tonight. It was quite impressive what they did, finishing up with a 108-83 win. Jaylen Brown, Al Horford led the way for Boston. But we will come right back after these words and talk about those things and what led Boston to this convincing victory on the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. So come join us. I'm Mike Wilson filling in for the Dorf Man, and you can come call us at 1-800-878-7529, and we will talk about your thoughts and opinions. So come right back, everybody.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Inbound in front court. No timeouts remaining. Here's Curry for three. Thompson for three. And that'll wrap it. The Boston Celtics with a dramatic win over the defending champion, Golden State Warriors.
Brown. Oh, with the spin. And the finish.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All right, people, welcome back to the Sports Overnight Weekend Recap. Usually Andy Dorf is here, but I am here, Mike Wilson, filling in for the Dorf man. And, you know, today was a big day in sports. I mean, we got the Eastern Conference Finals off to a resounding start. If you're a Boston Celtic fan, not so much if you're Cleveland Cavaliers. And then we had the NHL, Washington Capitals getting out 2-0 up on Tampa Bay. And then tomorrow night, look, we got the Western Conference Finals coming with Golden State and Houston. I think a lot of people are looking forward to that. But let's dive into what Boston did tonight. And you can call in, let us know what you thought. 1-800-878-7529 for your thoughts and opinions. Boston right out the jump. They got to Cleveland right off the jump. They got 36-18 lead after one quarter. And to tell you the truth, watching that game, LeBron seemed passive to me. Like he was gonna kind of try and figure things out. He wasn't taking the ball to the rack necessarily. He didn't shoot threes very well. He didn't have his jumper going. And I think most people would agree, if he doesn't have his jumper going, he's going to be kind of held in check if there is such a thing with the best player in the world. I mean, LeBron finished 5-for-16 from the field, 5-of-6 from the line, 0-for-5 though, like I was saying, with his 3-point shooting. And he finished with 15, 7-9. Not bad if you're like the normal average NBA player, but if you're LeBron James, the king, you're not, that's not you. He needs to go for 35, 40 points, 45 points for his team, who doesn't have a lot of playoff experience, to have a shot. And he, like I said, he just looked passive. Meanwhile, on the other side of the court, Boston wasn't passive. They were getting out. They were getting buckets. They were getting in the lane. They were making things difficult for LeBron. They were throwing different guys at LeBron. Marcus Morris started off on LeBron, guarding him pretty tightly. And, you know, Morris made some noise before the game. And I believe it was yesterday, you know, he was asked, you know, about guarding LeBron. And he goes, look, outside of Kawhi, I guard that guy pretty well. I get fired up to play and defend someone like LeBron. So, and not that LeBron needs like bulletin board material to get motivated for a big game like this, but you know, I had said on the morning show that you don't necessarily want to poke the bear too much. And so that was something that I was looking at. Al Horford, what can you say about the steady veteran? 8 of 10 from the field, 2 for 4 from 3-point land, 2 for 3 from the line, finished with 20 points. He only finished with 4 rebounds, but he did finish with 6 assists. He got on the break. He led the break a few times, got easy buckets for his teammates, and he just provides that just steadying voice, that steadying play that he just leads by example. So, you know, Horford did really well. And like I was saying with Marcus Morris, Morris finished with 21 points, 10 rebounds. So basically 20 and 10 to help the Celtics. And he got the starting nod today over Aaron Bain. So, you know, there was a bunch of things for Boston that just went really well for them. And this was a big win for Boston as far as confidence as well. And confidence, we all know, look, confidence is everything when you get into the playoffs. And Boston hadn't had a lot of success the last few times they played Cleveland. They've lost. And maybe now, you know, with the monkey off their back and they 25-point blowout of Cleveland in the first game, this gives them a little momentum going into Tuesday night into game 2 against Cleveland. My thought with game 2 is that it's going to be a lot closer game. Cleveland's going to make some adjustments. LeBron's going to make some adjustments. I don't think LeBron's going to sit back and let Boston try and dictate, you know, how the game's going to go for them. I see a lot more trying to take it to the rack for LeBron. I see I see better play out of Cleveland going into game 2. If you're Boston, you just keep doing what you're doing. Okay, you know, and Brad Stevens even said that in the post game. You know, when he was asked, what do you think about going into game 2? Is it going to be a lot of the same thing? And he said, yeah, we do what we do. We stick with the game plan. If I have to adjust, I'll adjust it. But we're just going to do what we're going to do. We're not going to worry about what Cleveland's going to try and counter for us going into game 2. We want to come out of this going to Cleveland 2-0. So, you know, we don't worry about the other team. If they want to worry about us, fine, but we're not going to worry about the other team is pretty much what was Stevens was saying. Jason Tatum, the rookie, okay, legit rookie, okay, none of this Ben Simmons, being a rookie stuff. Solid game for him in his first Eastern Conference Finals, 16-6. It broke the streak of 20-plus points, you know, streak that he had. But, you know, for a rookie, you know, he did really well. I mean, 16-6, 3 assists, 6 rebounds. I mean, you just kind of look up and down the stat line for Boston. And then you know, I haven't even mentioned Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's supposedly has this sore hamstring. I don't think his hamstring's sore anymore, if you ask me. I mean, he finished with 23-8, and he was making life miserable. And this is a guy who couldn't shoot last year. He couldn't hit water if he was in a proverbial boat last year. And Jaylen, you can tell Jaylen Brown has worked on his game. He put time in over the summer. He even played in the summer league last year, if I'm not mistaken. So seeing his smooth-looking shot now, 9 for 16, from the field, 3 for 5 from three-point land. The guy has hops. He slashes to the basket. He can score from the outside. Jaylen Brown is becoming – he's growing up right in front of our face. And a lot of these young guys for Boston are growing up right in front of our face. And the other thing I like to point out is that, look, Marcus Smart, whew, man, he came off the bench and provided a little spark. He didn't shoot necessarily well, but he was getting deflections. He was getting putbacks. He was playing good defense. You know, we can only hope, you know, Boston fans can only hope that they see the same thing out of their team on Tuesday night. But, you know, this was a great start for Boston, no doubt about it. But it's one game at a time. So, you know, it is what it is for Boston. It is what it is for Cleveland. Adjustments, you know, end up being the thing that separates the teams from going home as to moving on to the finals. So we'll see what's going on here. But come back after the break. We got to take a little pause for the cause, and we'll be right back after these words.
Burks. Intercepted by Green.
7 seconds left. Rockets still have a foul to give. Miami cannot give a foul. Chris Paul with a shot foul. Cold-blooded basket.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Peterson is on Steph with a drive and a feed and a steal. It's Ariza. House to Paul. Ahead of Green. Hold on!
A little too high. Let him a little bit too much.
Iguodala. Curry. Catch.
My goodness.
Shoot. Three. Beautiful shot.
Harden with that jab step. And you know what's coming. The three-point shot. And it's good.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Sports Overnight Weekend Recap. I am Mike Wilson. I am filling in for Andy Dorf, who has taken a bit of a vacation, but he will be back certainly next week. Give us your thoughts. Give us your opinions at 1-800-878-7529. We just finished talking about the Eastern Conference playoffs between Boston and Cleveland. We got to move out west because on Monday evening, that's when the Western Conference starts in the city of Houston. And that you can certainly make an argument. This is something people have been looking forward to, and hopefully it would come to fruition throughout the season, because these two teams were clearly the two best teams in the Western Conference. You got the Rockets that are 65-17. They're 34-7 at home. And the Warriors are 58-24. And on the road, you know, they're not too shabby. I mean, they're 29-12 away from Oracle. So, you know, what's going to give here? When you take a look at all the talent that is going to be on the floor between these two teams, from Durant to Harden to CP3 to Curry to Draymond, Iguodala. You got the other splash brother there, Thompson. How are these Rocket players who've never been in this situation going to react? A lot of times when you get this deep in the playoffs, experience counts for something, people. It just does. It counts for a lot of things in most of our jobs. I mean, people like to hire, you know, people that are experienced at what they do, and it counts for something. And Golden State has that in spades. They've been there. They've done that. They've won two out of three of the last NBA titles. And if they didn't choke it away a couple years ago, they probably have a three-peat on their hands. But what's going to give here? I mean, you got Kevin Durant, who's averaging 26, a little over 26 a game, 7 rebounds a game, 6 assists a game. And then you got Harden, who just like Durant, but he does a little bit more in terms of scoring at 30 a game. He gets 8 assists a game. So he's passing the ball a little more. He's getting more people involved, you know. But who's the star that's gonna shine? I mean, that's what I'm looking at here. You tend to go with Golden State simply because, like I was saying, they have that experience. They've won things. They've gone through the drudgery of going through the 7-game series year after year to get the title, to have a shot at the title. Kevin Durant obviously gets his first title last year, but you know, when you team him up with Steph Curry, you know, pick your poison, you know, and if Curry's going to be the one you're going to try and shut down, what are you going to do with a guy that can dribble the ball up the court and run the play, you know, at 6'10" and, you know, whatever he weighs at, you know, 220 or whatever he is? How are you going to defend that? Who are you going to put on Durant? Who's going to be able to stay with Durant? If you watch any Golden State games, that ball hardly touches the floor. There's not a lot of guys that are doing the old Charles Barkley, just back him down, back him down, back him down. Ball's moving. Cutters are cutting. You got to keep your head on a swivel, you know, when you play Golden State. So what are you going to do? I mean, that's a difficult task for any of these Houston team, this Houston team to ponder. And you have to wonder, you know, Mike D'Antoni, how's he going to, what's he doing? What's he thinking? What's the scheme going to be for Houston tomorrow night? Because I personally, for me, Golden State's going to, I think Golden State's going to win this. I think if Golden State gets by Houston, I think whoever they face out of the East, they're just going to just dominate because of just this, the talent that they have and that experience. But getting back to this Houston series with them, D'Antoni, great regular seasons. You know, I'm coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. We know what Mike D'Antoni's offense can do. You know, he had Steve Nash running the show out here for years. Now he has James Harden. Now he has CP3 running the show. But when it came to playoff basketball, look, they couldn't stop anybody. They couldn't get meaningful stops. So you have to wonder, is that part of D'Antoni and his schemes and him just being maybe a little bullheaded about things going to rear its ugly head for Houston moving forward? Because they're going to have, because you know that a run is coming from Golden State at some time, and it can be a huge run by them. So how are you going to keep that in check? What are you going to do? What's the scheme you're coming up with? You got to keep your players out of foul trouble. You know, any of these bigs for Houston, they get in foul trouble. That's just going to open things for Durant to post up, Thompson to post up, Draymond to just take whoever, you know, down low, because Draymond's a big dude. He takes up a lot of space. He has that big backside. He can just back guys down. You know, how are you going to combat that? Now, if you're Golden State, okay, you got Steve Kerr, okay, who runs an offense that is free-flowing. It kind of reminds me a little bit of what Brad Stevens runs a little bit. Ball doesn't really touch the floor. Ball swinging from side to side. You got cutters. You got down screens. You got all this stuff going on. And once again, like I said earlier, you got to keep your head on a swivel. You just have to keep your head on a swivel because you don't know where the cutters are coming from. You don't know where people are going. Do you get, you know, could Golden State suffer from a little overconfidence just knowing, okay, we don't have home court, but we know what it takes, and how do they react if Houston, like Boston, just comes out the gates and just buries them for some reason? Personally, I don't see that happening. I would tend to think that I could see it the other way, that Golden State comes out the gates and just buries them right off the bat, and just says enough of this. We're just going to send a message, and we're going to send a message right now that we're the best team in the West. You know, CP3, as much as I like Chris Paul, I don't think Chris Paul has ever dealt with this kind of pressure. He hasn't been, to my recollection, he hasn't been to, you know, maybe a Western Conference final. Okay. I mean, he got to the playoffs with the Clippers, but the Clips always seem to have, you know, they always seem to have some bugaboo and they get booted early. They got kicked out of the playoffs early. How does Chris Paul handle this kind of pressure? Because it is a different kind of pressure. First round pressure is different from second round. Second round is different from the conference finals. And when you get to the show where you're playing for the trophy, I don't know. What do you think? Give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. And once again, I'm Mike Wilson filling in for Andy Dorf. You can find me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. But we're talking hoops. We're not talking football. Warriors, Rockets, who you got? Okay. I got the Warriors. I like teams that have experience. I like teams that have been there and done that. Okay. So, you know, when you talk about all this talent, you know, the one talent that has had some trouble the last couple of years, James Harden. James Harden probably wins the MVP, regular season MVP title. He hasn't done it in the playoffs yet. What do you do with that? Okay. Is he going to come through? Or, you know, does he dribble the ball off his foot? Does he, you know, make a unforced turnover at, you know, 2 minutes left in the game? It just seems like he's been snake bitten the last couple of years when it comes to that stuff. There's just too many questions with Houston in terms of all that type of it. And it, once again, it just comes back to experience for me. Houston just hasn't been there and done that yet. Maybe they do it this year. Maybe they turn it around. Maybe Harden he shows why that he's probably going to win the regular season MVP, you know, but we got to let it play out a little bit. So once again, give us your thoughts, give us your opinions, 1-800-878-7529, is the number. You know, you know that the Houston crowd's going to be jacked up. They're going to be ready to go. The Boston crowd today was wanting blood. You could see it. You could hear it all game long. So, you know, come back after the break. We got to pay some bills. We got to take care of some things. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. But we'll be right back after these words.
Now the switch. Jordan comes out on Curry. 4-5. Triple. His third three. Gallinari, that will count if it's not. It does!
To Luke, back to Chris, four on the shot clock. All the move. Puts Gobert on skates! That's just not fair!
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Out toward right center field. Going back on it is Zimmer. At the wall. Gone! Big fly, Ohtani-san! That's out toward center field. Zimmer racing back. Still going back near the ball. Gone! Big fly, Ohtani-san again!
Welcome to Harper.
And Bryce, high in the air. Right center. See you. Nothing, Washington.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Sports Overnight America weekend recap. I am Mike Wilson. Once again, I'm filling in for Andy Dorf, who is on vacation. However, he will be back next weekend. We just finished talking about the Eastern and Western Conference NBA Finals. We're going to move on to some baseball now. The great American game, right? Tonight, holy smokes, the Orioles, okay? With, you know, all the questions, what are they going to do with Manny Machado? Are they going to trade him? Are they going to keep him? What are they going to do? They put the beating on the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, or the Tampa Bay Rays now, I guess, as they go. They had they beat the Rays 17-1 on 19 hits compared to 5 for Tampa Bay. Big win. Bats came alive, obviously. And then as we stay in the American League East, the Yankees, okay? The Yankees are coming around. I know there's a lot of Yankee lovers out there. I know there's a lot of Yankee haters out there. I tend to be one of those Yankee haters, being that I'm a West Coast guy. But the Yankees came through tonight. They beat the Oakland A's 6-2 on 12 hits, only one error. The Athletics had 2 runs on 8 hits, but the Yankees come through with the big win at 6-2. Now, Boston Red Sox and the Blue Jays in division game right here. The Red Sox trying to keep pace with the Yankees after they blew the series with the Yankees. They got beat by the Yankees in their last series, but they take care of the Blue Jays up in Toronto 5-3. They had 5 runs on 8 hits, so they keep pace with their hated rival in New York. The Mariners and the Tigers. Mariners, they are kind of a little bit of a surprise team on how well they're doing right now. I know that Robinson Cano got hit on his hand, and it looks like it broke it or there was a slight fracture. So you got to keep your eye on that moving forward for them. But they fall to Detroit 5-4, close game. Detroit had 5 runs on 10 hits. Mariners had 4 runs on 11 hits. So the bats were alive for both teams, but Detroit comes out with the 1-run victory. Moving on to the National League, we got the Braves, we got the Marlins. The Braves come out with a 4-3 victory. And, just as I was saying about it, maybe as a bit of a surprise team in Seattle in terms of how well maybe they're playing right now, the Braves. You got to give it to the Braves a little bit. They're 24-15 now, 16-8 on the road. They beat the Marlins 4-3 on 8 hits. So the Atlanta just kind of keeps on plugging away. Keep your eye on Atlanta, people. They may be able to string something together and do something special this year. Kansas City and Cleveland. Cleveland does what it's supposed to do. I think Cleveland's struggling a little bit at 20-19, only 13-9 at home, but they beat the lowly Kansas City Royals 11-2. Okay, Cleveland had 15 hits, so their bats came alive as well. Going back to the National League, holy smokes, the Phillies are a bit of a surprise as well. They won 4-2 over the New York Metropolitans. They had 4 runs on 8 hits. New York could only muster 2 runs on 11 hits. Okay, so Phillies come out with an in-division win again. So that could come back to bite New York in later in the year. Excuse me there. Once again, National League, the Giants. Keep your eyes on the Giants. I'm telling you. Being a West Coast guy, you always expect the Giants to be in the middle of things. They're right around 500 right now at 20-21, but they shut out the Pirates on the road 5-0 on 13 hits. So keep your eye as well on those San Francisco Giants. The world champs take care of business. They beat their in-state rival, the Texas Rangers, 6-1, 6 runs, 9 hits. They're 26-16. They're struggling a little bit at home. They're 12-10 at home, but you fully expect the Astros to kind of figure that out and make Minute Maid Park or whatever they call it down there in Houston now, a tough place to play. But they get the victory, and that's all that matters. Once again, we go from an in-state rival to an inner-city rival with the White Sox and the Cubs. White Sox actually come out with the victory here, 5-3. So, the Cubs had won 5 in a row. They're like 5-6 in their last 11 games, but they lose at Wrigley 5-3. White Sox had 7 hits to go with their 5 runs. The Brew Crew, Milwaukee and Colorado in the Mile High City. Brew Crew come away with 7 runs on 13 hits to beat the Rockies 7-3. The Twins fall by a run in Anaheim 2-1. Angels had 7 hits to go with their 2 runs. Cincinnati and LA. Holy smokes. I could go on for a whole segment about what the heck is going on in Los Angeles with the Dodgers. It doesn't help that Kershaw is hurt. Reds come away with a victory 5-3. So keep your eye on the LA Dodgers and what they're going to do. Maybe go get Manny Machado. St. Louis and the Padres. Tough at home, not necessarily tough at home. Excuse me, I take that back. 10-17 at home, 16-26 overall, but they get the win over the National League Central Division leaders right now, 5-3. And the hometown Diamondbacks, who got out the gate very well. They hadn't lost a series until last week, and they get swept. The Nationals bring out the brooms at Chase Field in Phoenix and win 6-4. They had 9 hits to go with their 6 runs. Diamondbacks had 4 runs, also had 9 hits. The Nationals had 2 errors, so you wonder, the Diamondbacks couldn't capitalize on those errors at all. But the Diamondbacks need to, need to look in the mirror a little bit in terms of, what's going on with them. The pitching, something's not going right. I know Paul Goldschmidt, Goldie, is struggling at the plate. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing, or maybe he just doesn't feel comfortable there for some reason. You hope, if you're an Arizona Diamondback fan, and I got plenty of friends that are, that Goldie figures this out. Goldie's an all-star. He's an all-star player. He's coming up on a contract year. There's things happening with Goldie that you just, if you're a Diamondback fan, that you just wish, he could figure out sooner than later, because you don't want to give anybody in that division any kind of confidence that you're sliding, that they can, put a streak together and win some games. But, when you take a look at the Major League season, there are some surprises. And like I said, Atlanta's one of them. The Cubs, and I'm a big Cubs fan, and I make no apologies about that. The Cubs are kind of playing up and down a little bit. They'll win five, lose three, win three, you know. And, you know, consistency. This is, you know, we're a quarter of the way into the season now, and you got to start playing with some consistency if you want to be playing in October and a September, October, and play for all the marbles. So the Cubs need some, like I said, they just need some more consistency. The Phillies, like I was saying, they are a surprise. They're getting wins that we didn't think they would be getting. We thought they would not be a factor. And right now, a quarter way into the season, they seem to be, you know, giving some people some trouble and doing what it takes to win. So once again, keep your eyes on those, on the Phillies, on the Braves. But when you go to the American League East, you got Boston, you got the Yanks. Okay. I mean, does anything sound better than sitting back and watching Yanks and Sox, as my friends in Boston would say, you know, as we move through the season? Red Sox, you know, if you remember, Red Sox got out to that huge, huge advantage, winning games, blowing people out. They've come back to the pack. They are tied with the Yankees right now. In terms of, you know, being three games up and all that, they're tied. And so everything with those two teams is going pretty well. If you're a Red Sox fan, they could be going even better considering how quick they got out of the gate at the beginning of the season. Yanks, it took a little bit. You know, it took a little bit for Judge, you know, Aaron Judge to get going. Giancarlo Stanton, you know, he hit those two home runs in the very first of the game. You know, first game of the season, everybody's like, oh, we got the big bat. He's already producing. You know, he's already paying dividends for us. Well, he's striking out a lot, you know, as well. So, you know, you kind of take the good with the bad with Giancarlo. I mean, he's fun watching in the home run contest because he hits it a country mile. But when you're trying to win ball games, you can't be swinging and missing too many times. So we'll see what happens with him. I think it's going to work out just fine for Giancarlo. I am a big fan. I do like watching him in the home run hitting contest, but he's a good guy. He's a good professional player. So he'll figure it out moving forward. But, you know, when you talk about baseball, you're talking about, you know, 162 game schedule. So there's going to be these ebbs and flows to the season when you talk about baseball. And then, you know, you got to talk about the injuries. You know, everybody's for their teams. Like I ride and die with the Cubs. And like I was saying, but if your pitching staff is decimated by injuries and you're trying to plug and play different people in, you know, in your rotation or your lineup, all bets are off from there. So we'll see how this plays out. But, you know, you could, you know, make a trade for, like I've been saying through this whole segment, Manny Machado. You know, there's lots of people that think he could be a good fit in Los Angeles for the Dodgers, because you got a hole in the lineup there that could be taken up by a guy that can play multiple positions. He can hit the ball really well. He's hit a couple homers in the last couple of games. So, you know, it's so hard to say this is how things are going to play out during the season with baseball, because there's so many games. And like I was saying, there's so many ebbs and flows to a baseball season. But we'll see what happens with the Yanks and the Sox and the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks. Can Atlanta, can the Phillies keep this pace up with the rest of the league? And what does Cleveland do? Okay, Cleveland's, you know, played for the World Series in the last couple of years. So when we come back, we got to pay some bills again. We got to make sure that mom gets their Mother's Day gifts and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to talk some NHL next. And, you know, the Washington Capitals, 6-2, up 2-0 now. But we will be back after these words. Come right back and join us, people, on Sports Overnight Weekend Recap.
In the LFL, that is way back. Clover with his head down. Goodbye, home run.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Tuck able to push it away. Beery up ice against Benning. He's got Tuck coming with him on the rush. Beery looking. Shot! Score! Brandon Beery, 3 goals in 2 games with the Golden Knights. And
this is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Overnight America Weekend Recap. I am Mike Wilson. Once again, you can find me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. But let's really quick, before we get out of here, talk about some NHL and the Capitals and Ovechkin get out of the gates and they win 2 on the road. They win 6-2 tonight over Tampa Bay. It looks like Tampa Bay, I watched a little bit of the game. Tampa Bay was a little tentative, and they paid for it. I mean, they gave up six goals. You can't give up six goals and expect to win. But next week, Dorfman will be back. He will be coming at you hard. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the sentiments. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson, Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. Follow me there, and we will see you next time, everybody.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.